So Mick, obviously a big game, but disappointing from your point of view.
Yeah, we come here hoping to win a game of football and thought for 20 minutes we were bright, one offline first, kick it match, a good chance, we've scored a good goal. And not good effort back then, we conceded two soft goals and personally I'll still go back to it, game's changed on the refereeing decision, which we didn't, hopefully everybody didn't want. Basically says if they'd gone in, he wouldn't have sent him off. It hadn't gone in, so he's given penalty and sent him off, which I don't understand it a bit. But credit to our lads. 3-1 down at half time with 10 men. We've come out, conceded the first 10 seconds. Young lad put his hand up, young outfield player, young Tyler, put his hand up, wanted to go in goal, which is great. And again, I think second half, we've had a good go. All right, they've caught us on break and probably should have scored a few more. But we've missed a great chance at 4-2. Mm-hmm. Probably even a couple before then. And to probably get a goal last 10 minutes. But our lads have got everything today. 10 men against a good team. A team that were favourites winning the season. A team that are expected to win it. All right, everybody keeps hands up. But we've come from nowhere. We've come from nowhere to win it, to where we are. And we're still in a good shout. And if Tad Kessel win every game, and we do, and they win the league with 4 points, credit to him.
Do you regret not putting a keeper on the bench?
No, because that's the first time we've had a goal sent off all season. That's the first time there's a better going goal. And it is a gamble. But we had a couple struggling with injuries, and we had to try and cover them areas. As it's worked out, hindsight goal is great on bench, but you 3-1
in fairness, he did okay.
I mean, the lad's done great, put some good saves off. You can't blame him for the goal, and he's put a good save off. But you're looking for our senior players to help him out then when he's palmed it and that. Where are they? Gone missing today, some of our lads. It's probably a bit harsh.
So, do you think you're a combination of not capitalising on your opener and then the sending off?
We were better side for 20 minutes. I don't think anybody can deny that. We've had a couple of half chances. I think we've had one offline, pulled a blank, save out, didn't even know about it, first 30 seconds, scored a good goal. The first time they go up, you can't leave a lad called Green. You can't leave Green in chances like that. And to be fair to the lad, he's put them both away. But I'll still go back to it. The game's swung on the penalty decision. I'm not arguing it's not a penalty. The referee's more or less said he'd pass it past him and get there, but our lads kicked it offline, so he wouldn't have got there. But he says if he scores, he don't send him off. If he don't score, he sends him off. What's that? It can't be both ways. But credit to Tadcaster, credit to them. They've carried on going, and they could have scored more in the second half. But we've gambled, we've played to a bite, and we've got it a go. And our lads, credit to them, have got it a go. And they're disappointed in there. We've just come a bit short again. But what was that, one defeat in 18? Big one winners next six. Good luck to Tadcaster. If they win all theirs, fair play to them. You've got to shake their hands and well done.